My name's Colin, and I'm hoping to run an ultramarathon every month in 2023.
And my name's Andrew, Colin's brother, and I'm going to be joining them for half a marathon during his ultra run every month. This is Idiot School Running, and this is Season 1, Episode 17, the December Santa and Elf Run. Colin, how are you today?
How am I today? I'm grand, absolutely grand. When you do a long run, you get a wee bit of aches and pains everywhere, Andrew. Got a bit of a pain in my calf, but that's probably because an accumulation of prior to this run. I've been doing 10 miles a day for the past sort of week.
So we are recording this on Wednesday, the 20th of December. It was just yesterday, being Tuesday, the 19th of December, we went on our final run of the, well, maybe not final run of the year, but final challenge run of the year, where you had to do an ultra marathon. I had to do at least a half marathon. So that's what you're talking about when you're talking about the long run.
Of course, Andrew. What other long run is there to talk about other than our Idiot School Running long run?
A long run for me is maybe a short run for you. So that's why I say that. But you might be thinking, Andrew, Colin, in the last podcast, you ended by saying you were going on a run on the 9th of December. Now, you're not mistaken. It wasn't 19th. We did say 9th, Saturday the 9th. What happened to delay it to the 19th, Colin?
On the 9th, I'm going to give a big congratulations to my wife, Rachel, who is officially a kettlebell instructor and an official personal trainer, Andrew.
Woo-hoo! Well done, Rachel.
Rachel has spent the past 4 months going to courses. You've heard it in previous episodes. Tuesday night and Sunday with the ECA in Belfast. So they take you through being a personal trainer, Andrew, and they assessed her personal training and she passed. But the thing is, Andrew, that was the day we were supposed to go for a run.
So it was moved to Saturday. It was moved to Saturday the 9th, and that's why we couldn't go on a run on the 9th.
Just to avoid stress from a wife, we moved it.
So we moved it to Saturday the 16th. But unfortunately, myself and the family decided to go and see Santa that day. We done a bit of Christmas shopping, decided to go and see Santa, and we thought it might be too tight to fit it in on Saturday the 16th. So we decided to go for Monday the 18th.
I'll stop you there, Andrew. You didn't. We decided to think, potentially Friday. Could we fit it in on Friday?
That's right. There was Friday the 15th also. Yep. It was a possibility, and it was just too tight. Too tight.
Then we moved it to Monday.
And all these things, you're off at the minute. You're off for Christmas, but I'm still working. So I had to book a half day for these things. So Friday was just too tight. Saturday didn't work out. It was going to be Monday. Why did it not end up being Monday?
Because I have another podcast for my work. Yes, Andrew, I'm off work, but I love my job so much that I would do a podcast on my day off. So it was Monday, and we then couldn't do it on Monday, and we then had to move it to Tuesday. Are you still keeping up, everyone?
So Tuesday, yesterday, we got it nailed in because we thought, you have to go on a Santa and Elf run before Christmas. If you go after Christmas, it's just not as much crack. So we did our run, and we're going to tell you all about that. But before we do, Colin, I think we may play the extra mile with Matt, where we find out what Matt thinks about the previous episode. What do you think, Colin?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Across the pond is in the race. Step by step, he'll set the pace. Running on American roads, listening to his favorite show.
Is he jelly? Look at jelly.
So a couple of American / UK differences that I picked up on. The large blanket with sleeves that I believe you call an hoodie, we refer to as a snuggie here. And I'm very thankful that Colin described how to use Google. That was new to me over here in America. But because of that, I was able to look up A&E. Now, context gave me an idea that A&E was some reference to a medical establishment. But in the U.S., A&E is an entertainment network on TV, or telly, as you may call it. So A&E accident and emergency for those who are not familiar. In the U.S., we would call that the ER. That is a specific department in the hospital. ER standing for emergency room. And then as we're on the topic of shoes, so we do call Nike here in the U.S. And lastly, maybe the last time we'll touch on the other shoe brand, Adidas, as it is pronounced here in the U.S., Colin mentioned that Andrew's pronunciation sounded like Adidas and Adidas had a baby. Not only do I agree that Andrew's pronunciation sounded a bit like that, it also sounded as though when Andrew pronounced it, that his pronunciation might be referring to some kind of fancy hors d'oeuvre served on a tray. Would you care for some Adidas? That's what it sounded like to me. So it sounded like a fancy treat at a black tie event. Now, for the rest of the podcast, you guys covered a lot of stuff. It was lots of fun. And, you know, there are good podcasts out there, and then there are great ones. And what I think is a clear indication of why Idiots Go Running is destined for greatness. There was a moment when Colin suggested, let's just jump right into the jelly jingle. And the wisdom of Andrew to say, you know what, we can't do that. We can't have two great jingles in a row. We've got to pace everyone. That type of wisdom is the difference between good and great. So good for you guys. Keep that going. On a more serious note, panic attacks are real. And I've dealt with them in my life as well. They are very scary. So I'm glad to hear, Andrew, that you are doing well. And that it's nothing too serious. Now, Colin mentioned that we should be lying to our doctors, and of course went on to correct that and give us a bit more clarification on that. I will tell you guys, when it comes to dealing with doctors, I am an oversharer. They'll say, hey, do you have anyone in your family history with this kind of condition? And I'll list everyone that I know, and I'll say, also, I have a neighbor who, you know, once had a stroke. Does that count for me? Or I swallowed a piece of gum when I was 8 years old. Could that be a part of a problem? So I'm an oversharer. I definitely would advocate telling the doctor absolutely everything and then some. I do have a couple of questions for the two of you. One, Andrew, will you always be drinking liquid jelly from now on, or is that something that will be just an occasional treat? And then Colin, you alluded to big plans for next year, and I'm hoping that in one of the upcoming episodes you'll be sharing those with us. Lastly, it was mentioned that there are two podcast segments within the show, but not one for Colin. Colin, I know you often talk about what you enjoy on your runs, and yeah, it's always nature, the run was great, all this awesome stuff. But what the people really want to hear about is the coffee. Your lattes, your soy milk lattes, whatever it is that you found, I think you need a segment on coffee with Colin. That's all I had for you guys. Until the next one, cheers.
So Matt, as always, that was absolutely brilliant. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a few questions thrown out that I've made notes about. There was, will I always drink jelly? Well, I just can't talk about jelly without doing the jelly jingle. But Colin, as the wisdom of me in the last podcast, I will do the same wisdom in this podcast, and I will wait to answer that question, and all will be revealed during the jelly jingle. Colin, you alluded to big plans.
Yes.
Are you going to tell us your big plans on this podcast?
Not yet, Andrew. I think it will be the next podcast.
Now, in the last podcast, we said we're going to have three podcasts left. We're going to have the Santa and Elf run. We're going to have Matt Nags telling us about his plans and then kind of a recap of the year. I think we've only got one podcast left, Colin, because we've kept putting our run back, which meant we've had to move Matt to the new year.
Yeah.
But we still are going to do a, kind of a reflection on the year. So in the next podcast, Colin, you will be announcing your plans. And have I got plans and will I announce them? We'll wait and see, I suppose, in the next podcast. And then finally, Colin, coffee with Colin. What do you think of coffee with Colin?
I don't know, Andrew, because three jingles in the podcast, if each jingle has a segment, it doesn't leave much time to talk about running, Andrew. I do love my coffee. I love my coffee. I actually got a really nice coffee there the other day called Roundhouse, and I'm expecting another shipment of coffee coming in. Actually, do you want me to talk a bit about coffee now, Andrew? Because I've got a new device.
You already started, so you may as well go on. Like, we've no time to talk about coffee, but I'm going to talk about it. For a running podcast, we don't talk about running as much as you might think also. So go continue.
I'm going to do a running jingle for an actual dedicated running part of the podcast. I think that could be the way to go.
Colin, I think that's called the intro. That's the intro to the podcast, you'll find.
Well, maybe we need to work on the podcast as wise as we are. Anyway, right, look, coffee. Right, so long story short, our mom was up the North Coast, and there's this really nice coffee. Am I pronouncing this right, Andrew? Fidela.
You are correct.
Fidela coffee is lovely coffee. And my mom she rang me up and she says, Colin, can you tell me if Andrew would want this coffee? And I said, Mom, Andrew loves that coffee. You have to get him that coffee. Okay, how does he take it? And Andrew, you take it in a filter machine. So I said, Mom, get him to filter it. And if you're there, can you grab me one as well? And I take it in an espresso machine. And Mom was like, okay, I'll ask the man. So Mom said to the guy, right, get me this coffee. And my coffee arrived. But Andrew, it was whole beans. Now, old Colin would have stuck this in the NutriNinja and blended the life out of it and made some, tried to grind the beans enough so I could filter it through an espresso machine. But instead, my mom forced me to buy a coffee grinder of Amazon. And Andrew, it's incredible. I go out, I buy beans, I grind beans, and they are as fresh as the day they were grown. It's absolutely incredible. So anybody out there, buy a coffee bean grinder. It is amazing. Yes, it adds another process to making your coffee, but it is worth it.
Two things in that, Colin. I don't think Mum forced you to buy a coffee grinder. I think you decided on your own accord to go and buy it. And the second thing is, I got my bag of coffee and it was grinded and all, so I don't know what happened to your bag, but mine was fantastic. And I still don't have a coffee grinder. So now, Colin, getting on to the run, the December and Santa and Elf run. Now, we cracked this idea in July, didn't we, to run as Santa and as Elf. And I've been really looking forward to it. I have been really looking forward to it. Have you been looking forward to it? Not just because it's our last run, just because of the banter I hoped it would be.
Well, I think the biggest question before this run, Andrew, was who is wearing what? And I think that's the biggest discussion we had apart from arranging when it was.
Yeah, well, I think early on we kind of said I would be Santa and you would be the elf. And there wasn't too much discussion about that. And there was no real reason why I was going to be Santa and you were going to be the elf. I think you were happy enough to be the elf, and I was maybe happy enough to be Santa, and that was grand. But then coming up to the run, Colin, I think you had second thoughts about being the elf.
Well, I'll explain my side of the conversation, and you can explain your side of the conversation, because there's a few times in the run you said you wanted to be Santa, and I'm just going to clarify that. So I started my run, Andrew, and I ran through Belfast in my standard running gear. It wasn't raining. It was a good day. In fact, the day we had planned to do the run, it was a downpour. It was a washout and it was horrible.
So here in Northern Ireland, there have been a few weeks of real bad rain, which horrendous days actually, Colin. But yesterday, it wasn't a scorcher, but it was sunny. It was slightly warm and it was a fantastic day to go running.
It was a great day to go running.
And you were running, you were running from your house to my house.
Yes. And then, so the plan was to run to your house and you had the costumes all ready. So I got to your house, perfect timing, got to your house and I walked in and you were still sorting yourself out, getting a few bits and pieces, threw on coffee for me, as we'll always talk about coffee, really nice coffee. Was that Fidela coffee?
Fidela coffee, calling the Christmas blend, blended and all.
blended. I did miss the freshness of a good bean grinder. Anyway, so I got to your house and you had the two costumes. You're like, right, how do we decide this? And I said, well, we could do rock, paper, scissors or whatever. And I said, sure, look, Andrew, I'll let you decide. I remember saying that. I'll let you decide. You disappeared off up the stairs to finish off a few things. You came downstairs and you said, you can be Santa because you run further.
So I came downstairs and I said, Colin, you be Santa. And I'll tell you why I decided you should be Santa, because Santa's kind of the main attraction. And I thought you should be Santa. You're doing the ultra runs. I'm doing a half marathon. So surely that's more of an elf kind of thing. You can't get an elf to upstage Santa, and you can't get me to upstage you when I'm doing like half your distance or much less than half your distance. And in the week leading up to it, you had said once or twice to me, you know, oh, we're running through Belfast city centre, you know, you're okay, you're going to be Santa, no one will notice you because you've got a big beard on, but everyone's going to notice me as the elf. And you said again that morning, and I thought, you know what, I don't mind being an elf, I will embrace the elf. And the Santa costume we had for you, Colin, is, so the bottoms and the top was like, it was a really bad Santa costume. It was really cheap. It was off Amazon, bought several years ago. It was very flimsy. It was very lightweight. But the beard, Colin, I bought this beard for me. And the last podcast I said, I think, do we even need a beard? And you were like, no, you need a beard. Santa needs a beard. You can't run. And I thought it's going to be really uncomfortable running a half marathon with a beard. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to go all in. The costume maybe doesn't look right, but I'm going to get a beard with a wig. And it looks fantastic, Colin, didn't it? I think it was a real good wig, real good, long, fluffy beard.
Yeah, so... This is funny. So my mom sent a photograph to me. She's seen us, and she sent me a photograph. And honestly, Andrew, the beard is only halfway. It's covering one eye, pretty much, right? So the beard isn't on straight. My Santa clothes are actually too. That Santa costume was too small. To begin with, the beard was epic. The hair was epic.
It was good
epic.
Santa hat Everything too. Real big. Good Santa hat now. Quality Santa hat.
From shoulders up, the Santa costume was, like, I'm talking, Andrew, it was premium. Absolutely premium. The beard, big, bushy. The hair, big, bushy, lovely Santa hat. And then a cheap, crappy Santa outfit that was too small for me, that you could see sort of my forearms and it didn't cover my legs. It sort of stopped just above my ankles. Andrew, it was awesome. So if you get a chance, go on to Idiots Go Running on Instagram and you'll see the hack of the Santa
and
costume.
And I lent you my belt. I only have one belt, so I took it off my jeans and I gave it to you, and you had a belt. Brown, not black like Santa has, but close enough. So the elf costume,
yep.
I was over the moon with the elf costume. I had in my mind it was being Santa, so it was changed last minute. And I put my, what do you call that, elf tights. I had my normal running leggings on. I had then like the elf tights, which was white and green and red. And then I put the elf top on me, which is kind of like, yeah, it's a bit like a dress, nearly like a floaty dress, but like really, really,
exactly like
really,
a dress.
Really nice. And then I had a choice of three elf hats. So don't ask me why I have a choice of three elf hats, but I do. And I tried each one on, and there was one that fitted absolutely fantastic. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, Andrew, you look like an elf. And I embraced the elf. Colin, did I embrace the elf?
Too funny. I showed Rachel a video when I got back, and she goes, why is Andrew running like that? To my reply was, apparently that's an elf
that's
run.
How the elf she runs says,
you have an elf run. If anyone can imagine making a circle with your arms, yep, in front of your, yep, body, and swinging them left to right while you run,
that is how an elf runs. So we got ready, Colin. We went out the door. Mum and Dad live quite close to us, so we stopped at them. We let them have a bit of a laugh at us. We got our photo taken and we went out running. And we probably did we run 100 yards. And what did we hear, Colin?
Andrew, we one foot outside of
the housing development.
The housing development where Mum and Dad live. One foot outside, and all we heard was, and I thought,
beep,
wow.
A beep from a car or lorry or something. And we thought, that's class, because we knew it was directed at us. It was directed towards, yep, Santa Claus and his elf running. And straight away, I think you said to me, should we count them? And I said, of course we should, Colin. And then I said, estimate how many beeps do you think we're going to get in this run? And what did you say, Colin?
I actually just thought we'll get about, I'm just thinking 30, because not everyone toots. I don't go down the street and hear horns all the time. And I thought 30 is a pretty good number.
And I thought, with up the ante, I thought it'd be a bit more ambitious, and I pushed it to 50. If we get 50 beeps on the course of this run, Colin, how many beeps did we end up at the end of this run?
Okay, let's give anyone who listens to this 1 second to have a guess. So throw your guess in your head now. And the total beeps we got, Andrew, was, you were counting, so I'll let you say,
245. 245 beeps. We hadn't gone a mile. It was maybe one. Well, it was maybe just over a mile when we got 30 beeps. It was Beep City out there, Colin. There was Christmas joy all around. People loved us. People loved us. Not us as us, but as Santa and the elf. We had beeps. There was one lorry and it was brilliant. It had like a wolf whistle followed by a beep, by the wolf whistle, followed by the beep. We had people laughing. We had people smiling. We had people waving. It was an experience like I have never had in my life before. People were loving it. People just loved seeing Santa and an elf running down the street, didn't they?
It was, and you know, it was amazing. And if you, any runners out there, you get to a crossing, you stop at the crossing, and you look at the driver, and the driver really doesn't give you a lot of time, Andrew.
No.
Because you have to wait until the lights are okay and all this stuff. Andrew, people were waving us across the road. People wanted to stop for us. People were stopping in the main road saying, let's let them to that Santa and that elf passed. Like, that's where people's mindset was. They were going, these guys deserve to be just let run across the road.
Cars were slowing down with kids in the back, the mums and dads pointing, saying, look out the window. And we had kids waving at us. We had babies in prams stopping for us.
One guy wound down his window and goes, hey, Santa, your sleigh broke down. There's only one way you can reply to that. I shouted across the road, and he was on the far side of the road, and I shouted, who's going to carry the sleigh?
Who's going to carry the sleigh? And the look in his face.
I shouted it twice. Laughing to myself, Andrew. I was laughing to myself. And then we got about a couple of meters on down, and I thought, he probably doesn't even know or has ever heard of that. He doesn't know who David Goggins is, because he looked confused.
He didn't know, what was going on. And I said, Colin, he has no idea what you're on about. No idea what you're on about. And speaking of you shouting stuff, there was a guy, and it was brilliant. We're about 2 miles down the road, and a guy rolled down his window and went, ho, ho, ho. And he looked like Santa. It could be Santa, Colin. It could have been Santa for all we know. He had a big white,
for all we know,
bushy beard. And my reply to him was, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And you said, God, Andrew, what are you doing? That's my catchphrase. I'm Santa. You're just the elf. Elf does not say ho, ho, ho. You're 100% right, Colin. I said, Colin, you are 100% right. Take it away. You do ho, ho, ho. Colin, how many times did you say ho, ho, ho on the whole run?
I'll be honest with you, Andrew. You could probably count that on one hand.
Twice, Colin. Twice. I did count it, and it wasn't too hard. You said ho, ho, ho twice. Your main catchphrase, ho, ho, ho. Now, you did say something. You said something, and you said it more than 245 times. What was it?
Merry Christmas, Andrew. Everyone I seen, no matter who you are, no matter who you were, no matter who you were with, schoolboy, old man, whatever, someone actually said, sorry, I've got no money, thinking we were collecting. But you just, Merry Christmas the whole way from Mollusk to
your house.
Nearly carried off. So it was just, Andrew, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. It was
the most incredible experience, because the looks you got, the smiles in people's faces, the waving, and we should say every time someone tooted, we waved, and we really went for it. We really went to town with a big, big wave. And then sometimes, because the car in front tooted, the car behind tooted, and we were waving, and sometimes we were beep, 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 and we were waving. You know what? It was very hard to count, wasn't it? I really struggled to count.
Yeah.
I know that sounds daft, but so many people were tooting at some stage. It was hard to count the amount of toots.
You would say that honestly, one, two at a time. What comes after one, two? What comes after two is three. But you get four cars driving down the road. And I'm not dissing multiple toots. I'm all about the multiple toots.
Oh, we love multiple toots here on the Disco podcast.
But you get four cars, multiple toots. Andrew looks at me sometimes, he goes, how many was that? And you had to nearly collect yourself and going, I don't know.
And by the time you counted up, and it could have been like four, which isn't a big number, but when you're running and you've already got, you're on like 91 or something, obviously that's 95, but then by the time you try to figure these things out, because you're going, were we in 91 or was it 92 or was it 90? And then you add the extra four, and by that stage you've got another two toots, you know what I mean?
Because you're still waving at the previous people who have tooted and people driving opposite you in the road. And we were running on busy, busy roads, Andrew. We weren't running on country roads or this or that. Like, we were running. Actually, there's another horn I want to talk about. Do you remember the saddest horn that you could just about hear and it sounded like the car was breaking
down?
That
was a bad horn. Do you remember that one? It was a bad horn, but it counted. It counted.
It did count, you know, but it made an imprint and I remembered it. All I could say was sounded like a 90-year-old donkey.
We had people running past us, runners, and they would just laugh and say, keep going. There was one lady and she goes, I really needed to see you two today. And she was loving life.
Oh, do you remember her?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I just literally talked about her, Colin, on the podcast. Just after mentioning to her, yes, I didn't remember, but she was loving life. We had two work vans videoing us. They just drove by us.
Two work. Is it work mans or work men?
Well, I said work vans with work men in them.
I'm sure. Oh, vans. I think you said two work men. You've lost it now.
Two work vans.
Oh, aye. And then the bricklayers. Oh, yeah. We've got video a few times.
Oh, yeah. With people just out doing bricklaying stuff, with people sweeping the streets, with shopkeepers. You name it, we had it. With two people stop for elfies. Could I take a photo of you? And we said, come on in. And we got a few elfies. What else happened along the way, Colin?
There was like school kids running down thinking school kids will be too cool to say anything to us. But we always made a point of saying, or I always made a point of saying Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. A bunch of school kids, face lit up, waving at kids on the other side of the road. And then another thing you were doing, which I wasn't impressed about, Andrea, I'm not going to beat around the bush here, was you were deciding if people were on the naughty or nice list. You were on and got down going, you're on the nice list. And then someone actually said Merry Christmas and you go, you're on the naughty list.
Well, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. And I said, no, I meant nice. I was caught up in the moment. And again, that's Santa's job. Really, I suppose coming into this run, my mind was me being Santa. And I still had a bit of that Santa Claus in me. Because you were just, Merry Christmas. I was ho-ho-hoing. I was telling people if they were in the naughty or nice list. Always naughty apart from that. No, he's nice. Always nice apart from that one mistake. And Colin, I smiled the whole run.
You were.
I smiled the whole way. And I just embraced my inner elf. I just became the elf. I was in elf heaven, as I said several times yesterday. I loved it. I've never went on a run like this. And the run itself, Colin, it absolutely flew in. It just flew in because we were counting beeps, we were getting reactions, we were running all the way. We ran straight through the city centre of Belfast and stopped for a wee vlog or a wee photo. There was tons of people there. It was a load of crack. It was so much fun. I can't put into words just how much fun just to see people tooting, waving, smiling. Just there was a lot of Christmas joy yesterday, Colin.
There was loads of it, Andrew. You said you were smiling the whole way. Do you know what I was doing the whole way, Andrew?
Go for it.
Fixing my beard. I'm going to go back to running again. Anyone who does running, anything out of the ordinary, rubbing, chafing, uncomfortable, makes that run. Now, it did fly in for me, but it just makes it a wee bit more challenging. So what I had was this beard, and it would stay on my right ear, but it wouldn't stay on my left ear, Andrew. So I was trying to fix my beard. And then at one stage, I put the mouth hole over my nose because it actually held it held it a bit better than my ears. And my ears, the top of my ears, because it's a wee bit of elastic fabric that goes around the top of your ears, it started rubbing. And my ears were sore. And then about not even half a mile down the road, did my hat fall off. And Andrew looked at me and he goes, Colin, you've got no hat. And you had to run back and get the hat.
Well, I had to run back, didn't I? That was an elf's duty. And it happened twice on the run. Where once you die, looked up twice. And said, Colin, where's your hat? And then I had to run back and get it.
Yeah, it's just because of that wig was huge. Absolutely huge. You're more than welcome, Andrew, to getting the wig back and the beard.
Thank you very much. The hat's good quality hat. The Santa suit, I think you can just hold on and actually just hold on to everything. Just you work away, because who knows, Colin, maybe next year Santa and his elf will be back. And
maybe.
It was, you know what, as far as fun, and I just didn't feel pain at all. I just felt joy, Christmas joy the whole way. And speaking of joy, Colin, speaking of Christmas joy, what about some jelly joy? Yep. Let's roll the jelly jingle.
Andrew's Jelly Update. Andrew's Jelly Update. This is the part where he talks about jelly in Andrew's Jelly Update.
So, Colin, you came to my house and I was all out of jelly. I was all out of jelly and you brought me jelly. And there was only one kind of jelly that would do for this run.
Yes, blackcurrant jelly, because you have been ranting and raving about your blackcurrant jelly and how good your blackcurrant jelly is. There's a backstory to this blackcurrant jelly.
There is, Colm.
So I thought I'll get Andrew blackcurrant jelly in the previous episode. I thought Andrew could make a Christmas concoction with cloves, with cinnamon, and make a really festive jelly mix. But obviously, you can hear by the way arranging the run went, things didn't go to plan, but I had to get Andrew blackcurrant jelly.
And in fairness, Colin, I looked for blackcurrant jelly myself. You know, you're not my jelly dealer. I am my own jelly dealer. And we both looked for blackcurrant jelly. Could we find blackcurrant jelly, Colin?
Five shops, Andrew. Garages, big shops, small shops. The main brands over in the UK, you have Tesco's, you have Sainsbury's, you have Asda.
Like, good shops, like you have rubbish shops,
Spar Garage,
nowhere had blackcurrant jelly. My working theory is people are listening to the podcast, they're hearing how good this blackcurrant jelly is, and they're running out. They're just buying it in bulk loads off the shelves because of the hype of this podcast. That is my working theory, Colm.
But you know what? You laugh, but there's one I went into and it had lime, it had strawberry,
cherry,
it had raspberry, strawberry, and it had a black currant box. But the box just wasn't sitting nicely in the shelf, Andrew. It was literally two-thirds out of the shelf. So it did look like someone had ransacked the shop for the blackcurrant jelly. And I'm not even just making that up. I couldn't get over it. And I texted you, Andrew. I said, Andrew, where's this blackcurrant jelly? And I think every now and again, you got a wee WhatsApp message through of an empty shelf.
You sent me many pictures of just an aisle in a supermarket. And there was a photo of jelly. And you could just see either the blackcurrant jelly was empty or there was just no blackcurrant jelly box at all. Tons of other jelly flavors, but not blackcurrant. And we should say we've got a special jelly package, but we're going to talk about that in the next podcast, isn't that right, Colin?
I think that deserves
its own section. That's a jelly. That's like Inception. It's a jelly jingle within a jelly jingle within jelly. So it is. That's something very special. But we'll have to leave that to the next podcast, maybe. But to answer Matt's question, I did mix it with warm water, liquid jelly. I ranted and raved about it in the last podcast. And again, I'm going to rant and rave about it. You got it. I put it into a tub, put the warm water in, mixed it all around, put it into a big water bottle, and I put it in my bag, put the bag in my bag. What did I say? I went, ooh, this feels like a hot water bottle in the bag, which isn't ideal when you want to go out running. But the jelly, Colin, I wasn't too far down the road where I got the jelly, the liquid jelly out, and I started drinking it, and I loved it. Liquid jelly is the way to go. And depending on what ratio of hot water to jelly, you can get a real good dense, consistent jelly flavor. You know, you don't want it too watery. You want the real jelly to come through. And my first sip of it, you were, and I had a good sip of it, put it back in my bag, and you were like, Andrew, I can smell blackcurrant jelly. So I can. And it was quite potent, the smell of it.
Yeah, like I actually bought the blackcurrant jelly, Andrew, and I think I rang you to tell you, Andrew, got blackcurrant jelly. I didn't realise. So I was dropping the boys off at football, and this was a random garage that I went in. Actually, it was the second garage that night I went into. And I drove in, got the jelly and put it in the glove compartment. And I said to Zach when I got in, I said, Zach, open the glove compartment. He opened it and see the smell of blackcurrant that came out of that glove compartment. Zach just hounded me, goes, Daddy, can I have some jelly? Can I have some jelly? And I said, no, it's for Uncle Andrew. You're not allowed to touch the jelly.
Oh, you know what? Even without opening the packet, it is strong. There's a strong smell of blackcurrant jelly, so it is. So
all liquid
jelly, it's the way to go. It's a match made in heaven. And Colin, is there anything else about this run that we can talk about, or what you enjoyed or didn't enjoy? I don't think there's anything you didn't enjoy about it. Well, maybe your calves, maybe.
As a run as a whole, it was one of my favourite runs this year. But you're talking about drinking your jelly, my beard. So as I was saying to you, the beard, big, bushy, annoying. I was getting mouthfuls of hair, Andrew. Like, and then I went to drink my water, and I couldn't. So I got a new bag for running, and it has two water bottles either side. So they have tubes on the end of them. We're talking maybe 10 inch tubes, straws that you'll drink through. I couldn't get access to it, even with, because the beard was so big, the beard was so bushy. I couldn't get underneath the beard. I couldn't get over the beard. I had to take the beard off and pull the beard to the side to just get access to my water. Now, when I was getting access to my water, it was just wrapped in hair. So it wasn't the most pleasurable experience when I was drinking water. Eating food, you and me were eating Clif bars. I got my Clif bar out. I had to actually pull my beard down to eat the Clif bar. And it was just trying to get the hair from the wig and the beard. So do not grow long hair and try and run. And as I said to you, Andrew, I actually did feel like the scene in Forrest Gump where he goes for a big run and he starts growing the long hair and growing everything. I felt that's the way I felt when I was running, Andrew.
When we were in the very center of Belfast City, did you hear the guy, run, Forrest, run?
I did hear him. At least he could have been a bit original. He could have said, run, Santa, run. You know, at least that would have been interesting.
I know it wasn't aimed at me, but it might as well have been, because I just looked at him and I gave him a big thumbs up. So I did, because goodness knows what you wouldn't have said ho, 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 or told him he was in the naughty list. Like, you would have just, Merry Christmas or something.
I don't even know. Maybe it was the hat and the beard and I couldn't hear right. But like, how did you even spot where that was coming from? Belfast was packed.
It was packed,
Colin.
Absolutely packed.
We have a continental, like a Christmas market that comes every year to the front of the city hall. And you can't move in the thing. It's just, it was crammed. And we're talking the 19th of December, before Christmas, Christmas market, and us two running up through the main street in Belfast.
It was a sight to behold. And another sight to behold was your house, Colin, because we got to your house and that was it. The run was over, but not even the run was over. The challenge was over. And we'll maybe talk about that just for a minute or two, because at the start of the year, not even the start of this year, New Year's Eve 2022, it was a bit of a last minute decision. It was more than a last minute decision. It wasn't planned. It just happened, Colin. You decided to run an ultra marathon every month. I decided to join you for a half. We decided to make a podcast, as you do. And you know what? A year seems a long, long time. And before you know it, Colin, one run, one month went into another month, went into another run. And here we are, we're finished. And what was your feeling when you had finished this challenge?
Honestly, like, I didn't expect how good the December run was going to be. And I finished it and I was like, wow. And then you sort of get that feeling. You walked into the house, made myself a cup of coffee, Matt's right. I do talk a lot about coffee. Made myself a cup of coffee, and then I was like, that's it done. That's me finished. You know, after it dropped you off, because I had to run you all the way back over to your house and then drive back home. But once the run was done, I was like going, well, that's me. But Andrew, I'm always on to the next challenge in my head. So yes, I was sad it was over, but my head was already planning the next adventure.
And for me, I suppose I haven't really thought about it too much until now when I asked you that question. We kind of said, that's a challenge done. It's hard to believe. But we're in your house for like 4 minutes, and then you needed to get me home very quickly because I was having people around for a festive chip. It was just a case of how quick, the realization of how quick that year went. You think of a year, sometimes it feels like a long time. And that's the year over, Colin. It felt like a long challenge in many ways. And we'll maybe talk about it more in the next podcast when we kind of review or recap the year and maybe give some highs and lows and some of our favourite points or favourite moments. But it just seems strange that it was over. And what we can't express just what a way to go out. The Santa and Elf run was just, it was just the most joyous run of the whole year. Tenfold, because there was just always something happening. There was waving, tooting, getting photos. It was just, it was all Christmassy. You had the Christmas music blasting on your iPhone.
Oh, the whole way.
The whole way. And talk about putting yourself in a Christmassy mood. And it was just a real high and a real joy. But just a sense of just how quick the year went was, just hit me as being crazy. And I have to say, for me now, am I looking forward to next year or am I looking into next year? Not really, Colin. I'm going to take a rest day or two. I don't know. That might come as a bit of a surprise.
We joke about that. Andrew and his rest days. If there's anyone who needs to rest or who can rest, it'll be Andrew. But yeah, you were saying that about the run on Andrew and the last run, and unintentionally people were tooting at us because we were dressed as the elf and Santa. But for us, it nearly felt like people seeing us home. It was the last run and they were tooting at our final challenge. They might not listen to the episode. People might listen to the episode. I don't know if you're even on here or even if you've seen us. If you do, drop us a message. But it felt like they were unintentionally cheering us on for the last run of our challenge for this year. It really did, Andrew.
It did, Colm, and that's what made it even more special. And now's a good point to talk about a little voice message we got the night before. We got it the night before, but we both only listened to it the morning of the run. And that was from Matt Nags, and he sent us this voice message, and I'll just play it, and then we'll talk about it.
'Twas the night before the 12th run, as dawn's light gently crept. The idiots go running, their spirited pact they kept. Colin, true to his ultras, a runner through and through, while Andrew excelled in rest days, a more relaxed view. In Santa and elf attire, as the day began to unfold, vegan pancakes and lattes, their story to be told. A run filled with banter, the brothers side by side, their trainers pounding pavement in stride with Irish pride. Through Belfast streets they journeyed under morning sky so blue. Colin with unwavering focus, Andrew's jelly zest anew. Their tale a mix of dedication and taking time to jest, showed the balance in life and running, each approach among the best. At last they crossed the finish line, the crowd erupted in cheer. Their year-long quest complete, jubilation they brought near. Inspiring hearts both far and wide with every step and flight, 'twas a lesson in endurance that brothers brought to light.
Colin, there's no words for that poem that just summarised the whole year, that summarises the final run. We listened to it the morning, we both woke up, and it was brilliant, Colin. It really set us up for the day, didn't it?
Yeah, I kind of unintentionally woke up early that morning, seen a message, and then listened to it. And that morning, I suppose, Andrew, if we were being totally honest, there was so much rearranging of this run where you were just going, right, this is the only time it fits in. Let's try and do this. that's just nearly your mind went to, let's get it over and done with. But see that message. That message kind of revisited our whole journey, the vegan pancakes, the jelly, the running through Belfast, the running through Northern Ireland.
The,
I suppose,
the banter, the endurance. It just summarized the whole year. It just summarized the whole year much better than either of us could have done. You know, and, the only thing I said, I don't know if there were crowds cheering at the end, and there wasn't, but yet there was all the way through the last run with the toots. And it was just a brilliant poem. So Matt, thank you so, so much. Thank you so much for that. It just, there's nothing. It just, as I said,
it just hit the spot. It hit the spot, Andrew. That's what you're trying to get to.
It hit the spot, Colin. It hit the spot and more. So with that, Colin, I think we'll end that. We'll end this podcast. And
shall I say, we'll wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up. And if you're listening, we hope you have a great Christmas with family and friends. And we're going to have one more podcast before the year. So we hope, Colin, there'll be no running involved between now and then, or not for me anyway, but we'll just maybe recap the year and maybe a few highs, maybe there'll be a few lows, and what we thought about it, what we learned. Maybe we'll take some time between now and then just to ponder and look back and reflect. And Colin, if you anything else to say before we go?
I'm going to start training for next year, Andrew.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody, and have a great Christmas and a happy new year. And do you know what, Andrew? Thank you, everybody, for listening.
We started this podcast just for fun. If it was just me and you listening to it, Colin, that would be success. It's just for us to kind of reflect on. And if people listen, that's even better. Maybe we encourage you. Maybe we don't. Maybe you have a laugh. Maybe you don't. But thank you so, so much. And what are you laughing at, Colin? What are you laughing?
I don't know. There was something like that. Maybe you laugh, maybe you don't. Maybe you cry, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. I don't know what she said.
Just wear sunscreen, I suppose, at the end of the day. Oh. So with all that said, we hope you have a great Christmas, and we'll see you after Christmas. My name's Andrew.
Merry Christmas from Colin.
And this is Idiots
Go Running.
We'll see you soon.